We're back. This is 180. I'm Carl Claussen. Great to have you along today. And if you're like me, you look forward to this time every week. I have with me Dr. George Koch, pastor of the Res Church, an Anglican church in West Chicago, which is a city, by the way. A little suburb city, I guess, is the best way to describe it, right, George?
Yeah, it's just a little bit west of Wheaton, Illinois.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that are inquiring about where in the world does this crazy wild man, George Koch, pastor anyway, and you can find out.
Resurrection Anglican, West Chicago.
West Chicago. The book that we're working our way through is What We Believe and Why. Jack Hayford said, unbelievable work, and boy, it is. I love it because I think the gift that you give us in this work is that you leave us dangling more than you get definitive with things, and you let us wrestle with some great questions.
And I think it's a really important thing for us as Christians to know why we believe what we believe, and that requires really digging deep into it. And sometimes when we dig deep, we discover that our certainties that we had before digging are really not quite so secure.
Some of the nuances of theology are best discovered by looking at historical information, historical language, historical cultural. One of the things that I love so much about biblical hermeneutics with Kermit Eckelbarger was, and that was at Denver Seminary, was the fact that he first blew away my concepts by introducing us to contextual analysis and then historical analysis. Sure. And how important this is, because a lot of us read the scriptures through the grid of 2013.
We do.
And that's dangerous.
It's not only dangerous, it's not helpful.
I was going to jump into the issue of communion, but I'm not. Because I'm sorry, you gave me something on air, off air, before we went on air, that led me back to a topic that we had last week, and I'm not letting us get away from this one too quickly. Because there's something that is almost hilarious that you just shared with me about baptism that I want our listener to get. So you, our listener, you need to know this. When I get stuff on the QT, your little sidebar meetings, I bring it right to the forefront. So, George, baptism. What can we learn about pickles from 300 BC about baptism? See, I told you I was going to throw you a curveball.
Well, look at Matthew 28. Matthew 28 is the Great Commission. It's where Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
Okay.
That's right. That's the Great Commission. It's a wonderful sending. And the way we have normally read this is to say, after you have led somebody to the Lord, do a baptism and be sure to say, I baptize you the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Which isn't, that's not like
wrong.
You've not broken a rule by doing that, but we could miss the heart of it, can't we?
Miss the heart of it. And here's where it comes
Give them
to
the heart.
Pickles.
But let's get the heart of in the name of the Father,
will.
Son, and
I
Holy
will.
Spirit. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll start there just to make a point. In Greek, what comes to us in English is in the name of actually means with the authority and power of. And the word actually means power of attorney. So when your great-aunt Margaret is dying, and she wants to make sure that her estate is properly cared for, she gives you power of attorney. And that means anything you do in her name with her power and authority.
I got chills shooting up my back right now.
That's what it means in Matthew 28 when it says, in the name of. It means with the power and the authority of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so let's clarify. And there's a parallel in the Old Testament that's beautiful here out of Exodus 20. Because you're saying, this is not so much getting the words right, it's getting the heart and the life right. This is under the mighty name of God that we're
Absolutely.
Doing this thing called
right.
baptism.
Right.
Akin to, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. That has nothing to do with saying today, GD this or GD that. Some people say that's taking the name of the Lord in vain. That's cussing. But what's worse is for a regenerate person, a born-again person, to claim the name of Jesus, but to not honor him with their life. That's what that Old Testament right. principle was saying, to take the name of the Lord in vain. It's to claim the name of Jesus, but not honor him with your life. You're saying it's akin to that.
It's akin to that. And there's actually more to this, which is pretty incredible. So let's go to pickles for a minute.
Why not? Let's just go to pickles.
There was a Greek doctor named Nicander. And he wrote a recipe for pickles about 300 BC, which we still have. And he used the two Greek words for baptism in the course of his recipe. Bapto.
Hold it. Time out. Yeah, sure. We actually have this recipe.
We do. Yeah.
Are you using it currently?
I haven't made any pickles with it recently.
I would like this recipe. Can you
sure.
get your hands on it?
Sure.
Because my last name's Clausen. So if I should make a pickle
right.
before I die.
Right.
All right. Keep
okay.
going.
So the two words are bapto and baptizo.
Okay.
Bapto is the act when you take a cucumber, which are what pickles are made from. A lot
Correct.
Of people don't even know that. You take a cucumber. It's dirty. It's out of the field. It's got bacteria on it. And you dip it in boiling water quickly, in and out. That quick dipping.
That's bapto.
That's bapto. And it's intended to kill the stuff on the outside, which is bad. And then you create a juice of salt and dill and other things. And you put the pickle in it, you close the lid of the jar, the pickle remains immersed in that pickling juice, and that pickling juice soaks in to every single cell of the cucumber, and then the cucumber takes on the salt and the flavor of the liquid that it's in, and then it's a pickle.
You are blown away some paradigms that I possess. I think we've looked at baptizo, and we say dipping by immersion, and we build a case for immersion, and I think immersion's a great way to baptize. You're saying it's deeper than that.
It's way deeper than that, because what Jesus is saying is baptizo, immerse them in the power and authority of the Father and the Son Ooh. And the Holy Spirit until they are pickled through and through with it. Every cell that they have is regenerated by that power.
Wow! Wow!
That's
wow!
Matthew
wow.
28.
This is good stuff, George. You need to share it and write on it or something. Oh, you have. This is dynamite, George, because a lot of people are missing out on these truths. And it's these little nuances that take what becomes kind of ritual and turns them into something incredibly rich for us.
And, you know, I want to give credit where credit is due. I think I originally saw reference to this in Matthew Henry's commentary.
No kidding.
I can't swear it, but it was in one of those commentaries where I saw the Nicander recipe.
Well, he's so compendium form with regard right. to his writings.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's in there, along with the sink and everything else.
Right.
Matthew Henry was fairly verbose. Great stuff. So the person that's listening right now, we got 30 seconds left. Their baptism, they may need to revisit it at a heart level and go, oh, Lord, take me like a baptizo pickle.
Pickle me. Pickle me through and through in the power and the authority of the Godhead.
Oh, George, that's so rich. See, that comports with Scripture, because it's the circumcision that we were called to in the Old Testament is a circumcision of the heart, really.
Right. It's really of the understanding.
Yes. And I think baptism is similar in that it's not about the water. It's about the rivers of living water.
It's about being changed thoroughly all the way to the inside, every cell pickled.
George, this is just so encouraging. I'm so glad I forced you to double back on this issue today. George Koch, everyone, you want to find out more, go to whatwebelieveandwhy.com, whatwebelieveandwhy.com, or make sure we get that straight. Go to his radio program. He has one Sundays at 1 p.m. and listen. You will be encouraged. Thanks, George.
Thank you, Carl.
180, your life, a new direction.